I don't know how to explain it. We try to be nice to the girls we see once in a while, like cousins or the girls in class. But we still watch a nice girl go by on a street corner and say all kinds of lousy stuff about her. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. Well, Marcia said with finality, I'm glad he doesn't know us. I kind of admire him, Cherry said softly, so only I heard, and then we settled down to watch the movie. Oh, yeah, we found out why they were there without a car. They'd come with their boyfriends, but walked out on them when they found out the boys had brought some booze along. The boys had gotten angry and left. I don't care if they did. Cherry sounded annoyed. It's not my idea of a good time to sit in a drive-in and watch people get drunk. You could tell by the way she said it that her idea of a good time was probably high class and probably expensive. They decided to stay and see the movie anyway. It was one of those beach party movies with no plot and no acting, but a lot of girls in bikinis and some swinging songs, so it was all right. We were all four sitting there in silence when suddenly a strong hand came down on Johnny's shoulder and another on mine, and a deep voice said, Okay, greasers, you've had it. I almost jumped out of my skin. It was like having someone leap out from behind a door and yell, Boo, at you. I looked fearfully over my shoulder, and there was Two-Bit, grinning like a chessy cat. Glory, Two-Bit, scares to death. He was good at voice imitations, and it sounded for all the world like a snarling soche. Then I looked at Johnny. His eyes were shut, and he was white as a ghost. His breath was coming in smothered gasps. Two-Bit knew better than to scare Johnny like that. I guess he'd forgotten. He's kind of scatterbrained. Johnny opened his eyes and said weakly, Hey, Two-Bit. Two-Bit messed up his hair. Sorry, kid. He said. I forgot. He climbed over the chair and plopped down beside Marcia. Who's this? Your great aunt's?
Great grandmother's twice removed, Cherry said smoothly.
I couldn't tell if Two-Bit was drunk or not. It's kind of hard to tell with him. He acts boozed up sometimes even when he's sober. He cocked one eyebrow up and the other down, which he always does when something puzzles him or bothers him, or when he feels like saying something smart.
Shoot, you're 96 if you're a day.
I'm a night, Marcia said brightly.
Two-Bit stared at her admiringly.
Brother, you're a sharp one. Where'd you two ever get to be picked up by a couple of greasy hoods like Pony and Johnny?
We really picked them up, Marcia said. We're really Arabian slave traders, and we're thinking about Shanghai in them. They're worth 10 camels apiece at least.
5, Two-Bit disagreed. They don't talk Arabian, I don't think. Say something in Arabian, Johnny Cake.
Oh, cut it out. Johnny broke in. Dally was bothering them, and when he left, they wanted us to sit with them and to protect them. Against wisecracking greasers like you, probably.
Two-Bit grinned because Johnny didn't usually get sassy like that.
We thought we were doing good if we could get him to talk at all. Incidentally, we don't mind being called greaser by another greaser. It's kind of playful then.
Hey, where is old Dally anyways?
He went hunting some action. Booze or dames or a fight. I hope he don't get jailed again. He just got out.
He'll probably find the fight, Two-Bit stated cheerfully. That's why I came over. Mr. Timothy Shepherd and company are looking for whoever so kindly slashed their car's tires. And since Mr. Curly Shepherd spotted Dallas doing it, well, does Dally have a blade?
Well, not that I know of, I said. I think he's got a piece of pipe, but he busted his blade this morning.
Good. Tim will fight fair if Dally don't pull a blade on him. Dally shouldn't have any trouble.
Cherry and Marcia were staring at us,